This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. You may dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
So let's continue the story, Johnson. Just a recap for our listeners, and correct me if I've gotten anything wrong here. You're sharing a story from Vox.com about the smug style of the American liberal. What's happened with the liberal movement over, you know, the last 100 years? And they were talking about how after the Great Depression, after Roosevelt, that a bunch of the working class folks who had supported the Democrats for a long time made the flip. They stopped supporting the Democrats. They started supporting the Republicans.
Right.
And this attitude developed over time that, oh, those dumb rednecks, they just, you know, they're being taken advantage of. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what's good for them.
Yep.
And then you started getting into some of the humor that was created around that. And that's kind of where we left the story off from Vox.com, where they were just getting to start with explaining The Daily Show.
Yep. So they say, over 20 years, an industry arose to cater to the smug style. It began in humor and culminated for a time in The Daily Show, a program that more than any other thing advanced the idea that liberal orthodoxy was a kind of educated savvy and that its opponents were, before anything else, stupid. The smug liberal found relief in ridiculing them. The internet only made it worse. Today, a liberal who finds himself troubled by the currents of contemporary political life need look no further than his Facebook news feed to find the explanation. Study finds Daily Show viewers more informed than viewers of Fox News. They're beating CNN watchers, too. NPR listeners are best informed of all. He likes that. You're better off watching nothing than watching Fox. He likes that even more. The good news doesn't stop. Liberals aren't just better informed. They're smarter. They've got better grammar. They know more words.
Okay. I'm going to have to interrupt you there because we are receiving a phone call from jail right now.
Okay.
So we're going to come back into this. But I was told last night that Weedman would be calling us. New Jersey Weedman, who we haven't had on the show for a while. It's been way too long. And unfortunately, these are the wrong circumstances to hear from you, Weedman. But it's still better to have you than not. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you been?
Well, I'm all right. You are in jail, though. Are you in Trenton? Where are they holding you?
Yeah, I'm in Trenton, New Jersey, at the Mercer County Jail, and I'm held under no bail, which is amazing, because the Supreme Court and the Constitution guarantees that all citizens have a right to bail. But New Jersey passed this new Bail Reform Act, and it went into effect in January, and of course, it's being used against me in a way that I think is unfair. I'm not a violent person.
Of course not. But you are a threat to the status quo. You are the New Jersey weed man, probably the most infamous activist, at least in the cannabis world there in New Jersey, and they've been after you hard. Now, let me see if I can recap our latest understanding. It's been a while since we haven't covered your being placed in jail on the air yet, so this is new to our audience, a lot of them. But we did talk about the raids that went down last year on your restaurant and the church, which was, I guess, right next door, where the police came in. They confiscated your Weedmobile. They ended up crushing that. They destroyed the Weedmobile. They arrested you. They arrested something like 11 of your employees and friends who were there. And they are targeting you because you're an activist. You want to see weed legalized or decriminalized. You've been pushing that for that for a long time. You were out on bail on that. And then, you know, what's happened since then? It's been a whirlwind tour of corruption, I imagine. Can you kind of encapsulate as much of it as possible for our listeners?
I'll give you the quick rundown. But what I really want to say, though, it's really about putting me out of business, and they really are putting a really strain and a stress on it. This is a business, like you said, there's a restaurant called NJ Weedman's Joint.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cannabis temple right next door to it called the Liberty Bell Temple. And I was catering, obviously, to the cannabis consuming community of New Jersey. We have medical marijuana. I believe what I was doing was all legal, but it's not wanted or liked. And, you know, what I ask your audience, if I can, if they can support, if they can try to support it, because they're really trying to put me out of business. So I am asking for some support. There's a PayPal account that I have up, njweedman_thejoint@yahoo is our PayPal account. But yeah, you got it right. April of last year, we did get raided. The police exaggerated certain things. I argued afterwards. I realized how the raid happened, how they obtained the warrant.
It was a snitch, right? An informant?
Yeah, it was a confidential informant. That's the word I'm supposed to use.
Mm-hmm.
So my lawyer recommended I use those other words anymore.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a confidential informant. The police sent them into my place on a mission to get me. And, you know, that's legally called entrapment when the police set you up and the police get someone to commit a crime with you and then they arrest you.
Mm.
That's called entrapment. It's illegal. And I complained about it publicly on my Facebook page. I talked about it. I explained that it was entrapment. Not only is it my First Amendment right to free speech to say it on my Facebook page, but it's also the First Amendment right to redress of grievances. A lot of people don't know what that means when they read the First Amendment, but it means basically the bitch to complain about government action. And that's what I was doing. I was complaining about government action.
Yep.
The government action of entrapment of me, which is illegal. And the prosecutor kind of stretched my actions and made it into something else that she called witness tampering, because I exposed the confidential informant.
Now, how did you know for sure who it was?
Well, he came into my place and, like, he took pictures at some point. We had pictures of him. He posed for pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then the prosecution went, you know, I was demanding the affidavit, you know, for the search warrant. You know, when they issue a search warrant, that's no problem. They give you a search warrant, but there's an affidavit that they have to use to get to a judge to explain why they got out, you know, why they wanted the search warrant. So I demanded it. It took a couple months, but ultimately they gave it to me. And then right in their affidavit, it explained their case where they hired a confidential informant to get me, and supposedly he donated $300 to us, and in exchange he walked out with some marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's, you know, so it was right in the affidavit, that number, clearly I knew exactly who that was.
I see.
There's only one person who I remember who donated $300.
Wow.
So I knew who it was, and I had a picture of him. So I posted his picture, and I asked who this person was, because I wanted to impeach his credibility. I wanted to find out things about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was illegal. They misconstrued that to say that I was trying to intimidate him. And I wasn't trying
Ridiculous.
To intimidate him.
So have they charged you with that? They've charged you with witness tampering?
I got charged with witness tampering.
Is that a felony?
This picture. Yes, a second-degree felony. I get up to 10 years for this. And then here's the crazy thing about this particular witness. There's this particular witness, police departments have put his face online asking for the information. I mean, you know, I was aware of all that. I became aware of all that because, you know, people were inboxing me with all this information about him. I was posting this information online. Mm-hmm. Again, I still to this day feel like I didn't do anything wrong.
I agree with you. This guy, he took that risk. He took the risk of possibly being found out. Just because he's a confidential informant doesn't mean that he'll stay confidential forever. I mean, we've seen, you know, Rich Paul, who was on this show for a long time. He went to jail for selling weed to somebody who was working with the government, and they'll throw those confidential informants under the bus in the blink of an eye if they think it'll help their case. And they put this dude on the stand because Rich went to trial, and so everybody in that courtroom got to see who that confidential informant was. I mean, he already knew who it was, but that dude had to take the stand and testify against him. So he wasn't confidential anymore. The government will tell these people that they're going to protect them, but that's a lie, just like they lie to everybody. Weed Man, can you stick with us for a few? I don't know how much time you have on the jail phone.
I got like 5 more minutes on the telephone, and then I can call you right back.
All right, go ahead and call back right now, because we're going to come back here in a moment. More, hopefully, with the Weed Man from New Jersey Jail. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here even if you're in jail. Well, you actually usually can't dial toll-free from jail, but you can still call us from jail if you can figure out how to get on here. And we've got NJ Weedman back at Fortune, who we've had on the show in the past as a guest. I'm glad to have him back. I'm not glad that it's under these circumstances. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio here tonight as our friend New Jersey Weedman sits in a jail cell with no bail for the non-crime of, well, having weed and ostensibly selling some of it, running a weed-based business. He had a restaurant and a church at a temple that was right next door. The cops raided it in April of last year, so it's now been about a year since that happened. And since then, they've continued to come at him about as hard as they possibly can. They've come at him with witness tampering charges because they had sent an undercover agent in, a confidential informant, as they call it, into your place. He, you know, made like he belonged there, was palling up with folks, bought some, made a donation, received some cannabis in return, allegedly, and that's how you identified who the CI was. You figured out who it was that gave you the money that was, you know, they outlined in $300 worth in the affidavit that they used to get the warrant to conduct the search. And so you figured out who this person was. So you put it out there. You said, well, who is this guy? Who's the real confidential informant? What's the person behind this mask? Who is this guy? You put it out there and you started receiving more information about this character. Likely, I suspect, unsavory information, because that would be the kind of person who would take a job like that. Do you want to share what you learned? Because, I mean, you're already facing witness tampering charges over this.
I'd rather not. Anybody can Google that and find it out, but I'd rather not. What's on the Internet is already out there.
Yeah.
Anybody can Google it, you can find it. But I'm under a gag order. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
But I want to correct you on something.
Yeah.
I want to correct you. Last year in April, when I was charged, April 27th, when they raided the place, I did get bail. I was bailed out 2 days later, and then I've been fighting the case. And then I got hit with two charges. This time I got hit with the tampering with the witness charge and obstruction of justice. And you know what the obstruction of justice is?
Oh, gosh. What?
Talking about jury nullification. They say that I'm planning on this tactic of jury nullification. I am just as famous for talking about legalized marijuana as I am for talking about jury nullification. I've been talking about jury nullification since the 90s.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there on the Internet know me from jury nullification, and then incidentally, I call myself the weed man, and I talk about marijuana. But this, again, is free speech. It's also the Sixth Amendment right to prepare a defense. I'm talking about it to the public, to we the people. I'm complaining about the actions of the government, and I'm put in jail with no bail. And I have to tell you, that flies in the face of the United States Supreme Court. It's called Rosario. I can't remember the state, which state it's from again, but it's Rosario. It's a Supreme Court case that says all citizens have a right to bail. It's in the Constitution that you have a right to bail. It's part of the Fourth Amendment. You have a right to bail. The state of New Jersey just passed this new law that just went into effect in January, and here I am, one of the first people denied bail.
It's insane. And charged with obstructing justice, charged with witness tampering. You'd given an email earlier, but apparently it was not quite accurate. We've corrected that here, so I'm going to give that out. For folks that want to donate to your efforts, I suspect these will be, you know, to some extent used for legal payments and things like that. NJ Weedman's joint. So what we missed before was the S in Weedman. So NJ Weedman's underscore. Thank you. Yeah. Underscore joint at yahoo.com. So NJWeedman's underscore joint at yahoo.com. That is to the number or the email to which you can send PayPal and help out New Jersey Weedman. I want to invite you to consider this an open invitation to continue to call Free Talk Live from the inside and, you know, update us as this situation goes on. Because that's the best way for us to keep on top of stuff is for people to just call in and talk about it. It's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live, and we've always got a zillion different things to talk about. So we've done our best to cover the case, but we haven't done as good as we could. Do you know if people would call about it? So that really
okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that really
and
helps.
I tell you, this should infuriate everyone.
It does.
Because, like I said, the actual case that I'm charged with from last April, I still haven't even got the discovery in that case.
Wow.
I wanted to fight the case. I had every intention of taking it to trial like I've done three other times in the last 20 years.
You wanted your right to a jury trial.
Yeah. But see, what happens is the prosecution and everybody probably fear that I'm right, that I probably will get a hung jury.
Yeah. You're banking on the fact that this is, you know, 2017, that weed is more popular now probably than it ever has been. You've got states all across the country that are legalizing this product, and that you're hoping that there's going to be somebody on that jury who's going to be willing to say not guilty and hang that jury. And, of course, ideally, convince the rest of the jury to say, hey, this guy never hurt anybody. He was running a restaurant. People were quietly and peacefully, you know, smoking some herb in this place. They weren't bothering anybody. Let's let this guy out. And, you know, it could happen. It certainly happened to our friends Adamo and Pete in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
It happened to me before.
Yeah.
It happened to me before. I successfully done this before. And two trials in 2012, I did it. And this is what they know. I mean, and then I have this hashtag out there. It's hashtag NJ can't get 12. Spell it out. And hashtag NJ can't get 12. And, you know, I've been promoting jury nullification. And the prosecution calls it obstructing justice.
Insane.
I mean, I can see the argument, if I'm in a courtroom and I start arguing it publicly about jury nullification, then we can have whatever legal fight we have. But I'm not even at that point.
Yeah.
I'm talking about at home, sitting on my computer, talking about jury nullification,
right,
and my future jurors might see it.
And the cops apparently came into your home while you were on your computer. You were broadcasting on Facebook Live. They just waltzed right in and I presume arrested you. That was when they were taking you away for these recent charges?
Yes, that was for these charges. And they didn't even have a search warrant for there either. They were watching me on Facebook. They watch all my Facebook.
All of this is, I mean, all of these police resources, all of this time, all this prosecutorial effort, all of this is over weed. That's what this is all about. I mean, that's what people need to remember when they hear this story. It's just all of it. It's such a waste. It's so insane. Apparently, there's no real crime in New Jersey. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of real crime in New Jersey.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, you know the most horrible thing about this is I'm in jail, right? Now, I can remember 20 years ago, you'd be in jail for weed, and someone would say, well, you were here for, you go weed, and people would giggle at you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm in jail now for posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable. But the most horrible thing is that there are people who coming in here with gun charges, with huge amounts of heroin and cocaine.
Right.
And they're being released on ROR. And things like that, because, you know, technically, I mean, I know that there's the Second Amendment people out there and all that. I totally understand that. I totally understand the right to weapons. Here in the state of New Jersey, handguns are illegal.
They're after you because you're a threat to the state. New Jersey Weed Man, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll give out that email one more time coming up here, and definitely keep in touch, will you?
Definitely.
As much as you can. I appreciate your call tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Johnson.
We're going to get back into your story, Johnson, about the smug style of American liberals. But just real quick, more on New Jersey weed man and what's going on. You've been actually reading a little bit about this confidential informant, this scumbag, who apparently was busted by the police. We still don't have this person's name. I'm going to see if we can figure out what that is, because the news media is afraid to actually reveal this person's name because a judge has issued some sort of order saying that this, you know, this guy's name needs to be protected, this scum-sucking snitch who ratted out, or who, you know, essentially worked with the police as a confidential informant to bust New Jersey weed man for the dastardly crime of being New Jersey weed man and hanging out at his shop smoking weed with people. I mean, this, they're going after him and treating him like he's public enemy number one, letting heroin dealers out, letting, you know, really scummy people out, and keeping him in with no bail in
letting
jail right
Chris
now.
Chris Christie run anything.
Right. So we're going to get back into all of this here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And I do want to let you know, about MyPillow. It's a great pillow. Unfortunately, you can't bring it in with you into jail, where they generally give you absolutely awful pillows. So enjoy it while you've got one, you got your freedom left. Go into MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get your MyPillow at half price, and it's great. I use mine every night. I've been using it for about a year at this point, and it is the best pillow I've used. If it wasn't, I'd stop using it and use one of my other ones. But MyPillow is awesome, and you can try it out for yourself. If you don't agree with me, if you don't think it's that great, that's okay. You can send it back. They've got a 60-day money-back window where you can pay, you know, ship it back to them, and then they'll give you your purchase price back. But if you do like it, well, then feel good, because it's guaranteed to last you for 10 years. And it's washable. So whenever you want, you can put it in the washer, put it in the dryer. It's also great because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. So go and get yours at half off with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Go to MyPillow.com, and again, code FTL to get the deal. As we continue here, I do want to give out that email address that will allow you to contribute to New Jersey Weedman's legal defense, NJ Weedman's Joint. That's NJ Weedman's underscore joint. Don't forget the underscore. NJ Weedman's underscore joint at yahoo.com. Was there anything else from that story about the confidential informant that you wanted to share? Didn't he get busted for selling
fake Eagles tickets?
Yeah. So that's how he got on the cops' radar, right? They picked up some scum-sucking, fraudster. Yep. Basically, and then they turned him to infiltrate the New Jersey Weedman's joint restaurant in church.
Yep.
He purchased $300 worth of cannabis, or gave a donation of $300, received some cannabis in return, and then not too long later, the police raided the place, arrested New Jersey Weedman and several of his friends and associates. He has yet to even go to trial on that, and it's been a year. He hasn't even received his discovery on that. And now he's facing felony charges of witness tampering, and I presume obstructing justice is also the a felony version of that, for talking about jury nullification.
Right.
And for revealing who the confidential informant is. For using freedom of speech, he's being held in a cage. I mean, that's what's happening here.
Right.
That's how insane this is. And this is how the government will fight this insane war on drugs tooth and nail to the bitter end. It doesn't matter that you can see on the horizon, and I think New Jersey has a medical cannabis law, so you can see on the horizon that weed legalization is coming. It's coming to Canada. It's coming across the United States. It's going to be slow. It's been a brutally slow process this entire time, but it's on its way. The gears are finally turning on this, but that will not stop the police. They are going to go all out. They're going to spend as many taxpayer dollars as they possibly can on cracking down on people like New Jersey Weedman. And it's absolutely insane, but just expect it.
Yep.
Just be understand that they're going to do this where you live. They're going to target the people, like we saw in Maine. There are the people who are courageously stepping out there, and they're selling weed. They're not technically selling weed. They're delivering weed for a donation. You donate to the delivery fee. I don't know if you heard about that, Johnson. But
no, I have not.
In Maine, where, as you know, they just voted to legalize weed in 2016. Well, it's going to be a year before the regulations come out about how you can legally run a weed store.
Right.
So there's now weed delivery services that will give you weed for free and charge you a delivery fee.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. So it's only a matter of time before the cops crack down on those people, too. That's my prediction. I hope I'm wrong about that. But given how they behave in New Jersey, how they've behaved in Canada with arresting Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, arresting him and his wife for opening up weed stores across Canada and selling weed because, again, everybody knows it's going to be legal. This is just how the government is. They want to go all the way to the mat as long as possible. And as we saw in California,
rob people. I mean, essentially, what it is. They're robbing people.
Yep. And as we saw in California, even after Proposition 215 was passed, they still kept robbing people. The cops still kept enforcing laws that didn't even exist at that point. So, I don't know. There's not much more to say about that. Well, hopefully we'll hear more from New Jersey Weedman as this goes on. And this is, this is, in my opinion, where Free Talk Live really excels. You know, this is an open phone show, and that can mean, crappy callers sometimes. It can mean that, but it can also mean that it's an open opportunity for people who are out there doing important stuff to get that shared and get that out. Because, you know, if we're just the ones picking what we think is important, well, you know, we're talking about American liberals, and it's, you know, it's an interesting kind of academic discussion that we're having. We're going to get back into that. But if there's something more pressing out there, you know about it. We might not even know about it. So please, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I heard one of our other callers in another radio show this morning discussing animals.
Who did he call?
I don't know, some morning...
Something that's on around here?
Yeah, actually.
Huh. Glenn Beck?
No, it was not... No. No.
Huh. Okay.
I'm not sure.
Who else would be on in the morning? Maybe you're listening to another station out of the area.
No. Well, I mean, no, I was definitely listening to a station in the area.
Weird.
I basically only tuned my radio to one local game station, but... I don't know if it was a local program or it was just a conservative talk radio show, but yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So let's get back into our story here. I've pretty much ranted all I have to say about New Jersey Weed Man. I'm really glad we heard from him today.
Some recap real quick about the internet making things worse about this liberal smugness.
Yeah.
So they said the internet only made it worse rather than just the Daily Show and comedy show making people smug and sarcastic. Internet says, today a liberal who finds himself troubled by the currents of contemporary political life need look no further than his Facebook newsfeed to find the explanation. Study finds Daily Show viewers are more informed than viewers of Fox News. They're beating CNN watchers, too. NPR listeners are the best informed of all. He likes that. You're better off watching nothing than watching Fox. He likes that even more. The good news doesn't stop. Liberals are just better informed. They're smarter. They've got better grammar. They know more words. Smart kids grow up to be liberals, while conservatives reason like drunks. Liberals, and these are all links, by the way, that they're providing.
Oh, really?
Stories, yeah. Liberals are better able to process new information. They're less biased like that. They've got different brains, better ones. Why? Evolution. Mm. They've got better brains, top-notch amygdalae.
Yeah, this isn't like cognitive dissonance, you know, continuing to, create bias in one's mind.
The smug style created a feedback loop. If the trouble with conservatives was ignorance, then the liberal impulse was to correct it. When such corrections failed, disdain followed after it. Of course, there is a smug style in every political movement, elitism among every ideology, believing in itself in possession of
certainly
the solutions
the Liberty
to
movement.
Society's ills. But few movements have let the smug tendency so corrupt them or make so tenuous its case against its enemies. Conservatives are always at a bit of a disadvantage in the threat of mass democracy. The conservative editorialist Kevin Williamson wrote in a National Review last October, because people en masse aren't very bright or sophisticated, and they're vulnerable to cheap, hysterical, emotional appeals.
855-450-FREE. There's more.
There's definitely
We'll continue
more.
With that. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. And I agree that this does exist in other places. There's more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Here are numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username for you is lrn.fm. If you've got Bitcoin, we were talking about Bitcoin earlier, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You can get it at jaxx.io. You can get the Google or Apple App Store. You can download it for not only your smartphone, but also for Windows, and Linux, and Mac. There's also browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome, so lots of different versions of Jax. All of them are free. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener. He's also one of the creators of the founders of Ethereum. It's got Shapeshift integration built right into the wallet, which makes it easy to exchange between currencies right there from Jax, and it's also easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. So if you lose your phone, not the end of the world, as long as you've got your backup that's somewhere not on your phone. So go to get Jax over at jaxx.io. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life through coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, jaxx.io. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts and then more about the smug American liberalism. Mark, in Nevada, listening to K-Talks. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, that was me that called your screener and only your screener yesterday in reference to that animal keyword. That was Ralph. And I heard him on the Laura Ingraham show yesterday out here.
That's what it was, yep.
Yeah, Cameron Broadcasting. But I got another important question that drives me nuts. You advertise your phone number as 855-453. That's 800 or 855-453, and then you say
53, free, F-R-E.
Four fifty-three,
F-R-E-E.
Do I need to start doing the numbers? I feel like I do it sometimes.
Then I hear 855-450-3733.
Right. Yeah, it's the world
that's
free.
F-R-E-E, it's spelled on your phone, is 3733.
As in free.
As in free as in freedom.
Yep, F-R-E-E, like free talk live. Yeah, I've heard people say this before. It's very rare.
That's why I don't say 450. Ian, you do this. You always say 450 free, and that sounds like three. I always would say 450 free.
That's what I do say.
450?
I say 855, 450 free.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
that's...
some people hear that as three, apparently.
Okay.
So I can understand. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're listening on a bad signal or something like that. I
oh, you guys are loud and crystal clear out here on K-Talks.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I also will spell it out, as you've just indicated, 3733. So that should make it pretty clear to people that it's one of those name-slash-number things. Like, you know, in the old days, they used to have, you know, 1-800-CALL-COLLECT or whatever, you know, and you dialed the letters.
Well, you could do it this way. You could solve this problem real quick by saying, 855-450-FREE as in freedom, or 855-450-3733. Just add as in freedom. Three words and you're done. You solved the problem.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for a long time. It's been driving me nuts.
Well, you managed to figure out how to call in, so here you are.
Well, yeah, yeah, because I've called you before. But, okay. Yeah, that was Ralph, your monkey boy or whatever from New Jersey or whatever.
Monkey boy.
And he said animal, you know.
Animal.
He's on another station. I'm going, God, those guys over there.
Can't get away from him.
It's like God.
Somebody was filling in for Laura Ingraham or something, right, on that show, I think.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, I heard that. That was what I heard, yep.
Yeah, so
right,
anyways,
Mark.
I just thought I'd run that by
you,
maybe he'll call and explain.
No, I hope not. Thanks for the call. All right. So, toll free, 855-450.
Maybe he's moving on. He's
free,
finding other bigger shows.
As in freedom.
What was great about that call, by the way, that he made to the other shows, they cut him off. He just started yelling. He just devolved into a rant where he just started yelling at the radio hosts just to rant about his point, and they just cut him off. They just hung up on him.
All right, back to liberalism from Vox.com.
Conservatives are always at a bit of a disadvantage in the theater of mass democracy, the conservative editorialist Kevin Williamson wrote in the National Review last October. Because people en masse aren't very bright or sophisticated, and they're vulnerable to cheap, hysterical, emotional appeals. The smug style, thinks Williamson, is wrong, of course, but not in principle. It's only that he's confused about who the hordes of stupid, hysterical people are voting for. The smug style, reads Williamson, and says, no, you. Elites, real elites, might recognize one another by their superior knowledge. The smug recognize one another by their mutual knowing. Knowing, for example, that the Founding Fathers were all secular deists. Knowing that you're actually like 30 times more likely to shoot yourself than an intruder. Knowing that those fools out in Kansas are voting against their own self-interest, and that the trouble is Kansas doesn't know any better. Knowing that all the jokes that signal this knowledge... Oh, sorry, knowing all the jokes that signal this knowledge, or I should say virtue signal this knowledge, the studies about Daily Show viewers and better-sized amygdalae are knowing. It is the smug style's first premise, a politics defined by a command of the correct facts and signaled by an allegiance to the correct culture, a politics that is just the politics of smart people in command of good facts, a politics... that insists it has no ideology at all, only facts. No moral convictions, only charts. And the kind that keep them from imposing their morals like the bad guys do. Knowing is the shibboleth into the smug styles culture. A cultural that celebrates hip commitments and valorizes hip taste. That loves nothing more than hate reading anyone who doesn't get them.
Hate reading?
Yeah, hate reading.
I wonder what that means.
Reading people who doesn't, who like, you know, like listening to talk radio you don't agree with.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
I see.
Reading articles by people you don't agree with.
I see.
Like, they would probably frothily read Milo Yiannopoulos type stuff. A culture that has come to replace politics itself. The knowing... know that police reform, that abortion rights, that labor unions are important, but go no further. What is important, after all, is to signal that you know these things. What is important is to launch links and mockery at those who don't. The good facts are enough.
Okay, so before you go on, this rings true of a lot of the libertarian movement as well.
Sure.
Don't you think?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. I mean, because there's a lot of this, you know, we know what's right, but they don't ever do anything about it. They never lift a finger besides to post on Facebook.
I think there's a massive difference. And I agree with you a little bit on that. But I think that there is a massive difference in that I think that the liberty movement, when it's consistently followed by libertarians who actually get it, which there are a lot who do not, that there's that principle of not using force against other people, not using violence, which is a moral principle.
That's true. They don't
that
have
basis
that.
Doesn't exist for these other political ideologies. There's no moral basis for them. It's just that smug, I know better than you, you know, or my God tells me to rule things over you. You know, like
I know better, and I'm willing to use force to enforce my way. Whereas the libertarian would say, well, we believe we know better, but we're not going to force you to.
Right. Or it's not even that. It's just leave me alone. You know, or you're immoral because you're using violence on people.
Well, the libertarian would say
it's supported by itself.
Okay, yes, but we do say that
it's a self-supporting sort of. You know,
but some people will criticize libertarians because it feels to a lot of people like condescension. Like, you libertarians.
That's just a bad sales pitch is all that is.
I see what you're saying, but I can understand. It depends on who you're.
It feels similar probably because a lot of people came from these other styles of ideology.
Could be.
You know?
Could be. But I can understand it. Like, you know, the way, and I understand that the way you pitch it is important, and certainly you got to know your audience and all of that. But we've all come to these ideas at some point, and
there's also a big thing that I've been preaching for a very, very long time, and I'm going to repeat it again. It's sort of like I feel like it's the same principle of when a long time ago I said on this show that we, and I'm using it correctly here, specifically meaning you, me, Mark, other people who are hosts on Free Talk Live, should stop using the term we to discuss when talking about the government or Americans or whatever. Stop using collective
terms. We are
pretty
good at that on this show.
I think there's another thing that's equally as a principle that folks should adopt, which is coined by Thaddeus Russell at a thing at Liberty Forum one year. Uh-huh. He said, libertarians need to replace the politics the politics of...
You'll think of it as soon as we get into the news break.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, good. Well, we'll go to the news break, and I'll have it when we come back. I can look this up. So.
All right, cool. We'll get to that. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. And, yeah, it does break down. Libertarianism does break down to leave-me-alone-ism. But at the same time, we also would like other people to be left alone as well. We're coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. More about the liberalism and the smug style in come up in hour three. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.